This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown, and I'm joined on stage now by a son of Brainerd, a Brainerd native, to the extreme.
Son of Brainerd. It's not a curse, right?
No, it's not a curse. Yeah. No, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Chuck Marone is on the stage with us. He's a frequent contributor to KAXE. He appears on various programs on the morning show often. And Chuck, you are the president of Strong Towns.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you deal a lot with small towns and how they move into the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So tell us, what do you love about Brainerd?
Well, you're down in my town now.
Yeah.
Brainerd, you know, I've been here all my life. My family's been here now over 100 years. It's one of those things where you can't get it out of your system. You know, you can try to cheer for another baseball team for a while, but you always wind up coming back to your hometown team, and that's kind of where I'm at here, too. I mean, this is my place, this is where I'm from, and, you know, warts and all, I love it.
What's special about Brainerd?
I think outsiders would look and say, well, you know, it's a beautiful vacation area, you've got the lakes, you've got the woods, you've got all the kind of entertainment things that go on up here on an annual basis, and those things are all wonderful. But for me, it's a lot about family, it's a lot about friends, it's a lot about, you know, just the people I've grown up with and, you know, the guy at the gas station that you know and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Your work with Strong Towns, you work with small towns, helping them prepare for the future, and you write a lot about that. What do you think is the future of towns like Brainerd and small towns around our state?
Well, I worry about a lot of our small towns. I mean, a lot of our small towns initially came into being for really strong reasons. They were based around logging or mining or, you know, some type of thing that kind of naturally spawned a city in that location. And as our economies evolved and changed, a lot of those reasons have gone away. And we've been, you know, if you look at Brainerd was in the middle of a farm area, middle of a logging area, middle of a mining area, kind of the crossroads of a whole bunch of things. You had the river running through here, a couple of railroad lines meeting here. There was a strong reason why it existed. And I think we have this question now we need to answer. You know, what is the reason for existing when those things aren't as kind of omnipresent as they once were? Can we import our prosperity? We've kind of tried that for a while now. I think that our prosperity has to be a little bit more organic and has to come from within.
So the value is right here in Brainerd with the people here.
Well, absolutely. I think we've got the capacity here to build a really strong town, a really great place. I think we just need to look inside. It's all there.
Yeah, and I was telling my wife as we were driving around Brainerd when we've been here the last couple of days, is I understand Chuck Marone's talk about highways now, trying to turn left and having to drive a mile to do it sometimes.
Yeah, so we're obsessed with our roads and our streets here, and, you know, making them as wide and quick as possible. I think some of that may be, you know, a product of an era that we're moving out of too. I think, you know, for all small towns in general, basically we're in kind of uncharted territory, and what's going to become of these places? They're really important, you know, to who we are as people in this country, and I think we need to find a way to keep them.
Yeah, I got to hear a lot of train whistles, too, since I've been here.
So I'm glad. Welcome to Brainerd. We're so happy to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I hope you come back again.
I will be back. Chuck Marone, everybody.
Thank you.